a competitive game. You know, unfortunately, we came out on the short side of it. But it was a game where we were in good shape for 58 minutes and 40 seconds. And then the last 120, things kind of fell apart for us and we weren't able to close it out. You know, they scored a touchdown, recovered the ensuing onside kick, and were able to hit a big play that gave them the go-ahead touchdown. And then we had the opportunity to retake the lead in the closing seconds as we drove down to the plus 30, but ultimately weren't able to convert, and they came away with a victory. But I felt good about the way a lot of our offensive players played. Quarterback Derek Robinson had another very productive day, throwing for 355 yards. There was very good balance at the receiver position, a number of guys all contributing, and so very happy about that. And on the defensive side, you know, we're still a work in progress. I think we have made some progress, and we're working through some issues with some very young players that are on the field for us. But we're at the point right now where we need to get things right, get it on the right track. And I mean, right now.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Steve.
What can you as coaches do after a loss like that in the ensuing days to kind of get the guys back up after, you know, obviously a really tough last minute loss like that?
Well, I mean, I think the number one thing you have to do, and we did this yesterday when the team came in and in our meetings, is you have to present to them exactly what happened and why we as a coaching staff feel that we weren't able to pull out the win, why we weren't successful. And then I think, you know, once they digest that and get a handle on that, then you've got to move on. You can't dwell on any one game during the season. You know, there's the old adage that says you can never let the same team beat you twice. So, you know, once you've digested what happened, where things went wrong, what you need to do better, you move on and you start getting ready for the next opponent.
You said defensively you thought this group moved a little forward over the opening game. What kind of were the signs of that to you?
Number one, I thought we tackled much better. I thought we did a much better job tackling than we did in week one. I thought our front seven against the run was much more formidable than it was in the Eastern Washington game. So we're making progress there. We were still victimized by some big plays in the pass game. And some of that is some of it's poor technique. Some of it is youth. Some of it is just a little lack of concentration. And those are the areas where we need to get better.
You touched on Derek just a little bit. I mean, you've had really a run of really efficient quarterbacks who have put up some big numbers. He seems to be fitting right into that group of last three or four quarterbacks you've had who can really really throw the ball down the field.
He does, and he's a guy that he's very cerebral, got a great head on his shoulders, really has a true, very good understanding of what it is we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint, is really locked into the game plan, whether it's run or pass, is able to get us from a run to a pass and a pass to a run as the situation dictates. And he's really doing a very good job for just being with us a very short time.
And now you have to go up to Maine. What do you see from them, and what are you guys going to have to do well up there?
Well, I mean, you know, Maine's coming into the game. They're 1-1. You know, they opened the season with a victory over Colgate, a very close, hard-fought game that they won 17-14. And then they went out and played Montana State, a top three in the nationally ranked team this past weekend. They got behind early in that one out at Montana State, but I thought they battled extremely well. And one of the things that jumps out at you when you look at their roster is they've got 23 grad students playing for them. And that's a very, very big number. And they're a veteran team. They're an experienced team. They have 15 starters that played for them a year ago. And they create problems with you on offense. I mean, you know, they've got a number of skilled players and they use them all. They're very diverse in what they do. You know, I think they do a really good job of mixing the run and the pass. You know, they're very balanced that way. And on the defensive side, again, it's a very veteran unit. They've got 11 grad students in the two deep. They're very experienced in the defensive line, and they have experienced linebackers. And it's a very aggressive unit that keeps coming at you. You know, we're going to have our hands full. There's no question about it.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin, next question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Rob, Coach, coming up to Orono, of course, Derek, having been the quarterback here, what do you say to him before this game? Obviously, there's going to be some emotion. What are your thoughts on him returning and playing against the team he quarterbacked?
You know, it's funny, Larry. You know, I really haven't said anything to him yet. In our meetings yesterday, you know, we were focused on what we need to do to improve upon our performance from Saturday. And then we did an introduction to Maine when we were on the field, but it was all business. We're trying not to get involved in the personalities or anything like that. You know, Derek is a very cerebral player. He understands what's going on. I'm sure he has some very close friends that are on the team up there at University of Maine. I'm sure he has a relationship with many of the coaches up there. From my standpoint, I think that'll take care of itself. And I'm not going to, you know, put too much emphasis or worry too much about that.
Thank you.
Kevin, you touched in your comments about the wide receiver group, several different guys with multiple catches, four different guys had touchdown catches. How do you like the way that those guys are developing a rapport with Derek and the depth that they provide?
You know, I'm really excited about the production from that unit. You know, first of all, when you look at it, it's an extremely young group. I mean, I think there's not one of them that doesn't have at least 2 years of eligibility left after this season. And they're really coming into their own, and there's no egos in the group. And I think that's what makes them go. As you mentioned, four different guys had touchdowns. I don't think they really care who's getting the catch or who's scoring the points, as long as an offense, we're moving the ball down the field. And when you combine that with Derek and you know, his newness with the program and getting to know the receivers, I think there's a very, very tight relationship that exists there. There's a high level of trust that exists. And I think those things are what's making us productive.
The defense, among the highlights, Demir McCrary, six tackles in that game, had a sack, forced a fumble. Maybe just talk about some of the guys on defense that you thought played well Saturday.
Well, you know, they're starting to come into their own, I guess, is the best thing that I can say. I mean, it's a young group. This is Demir's really first year getting on the field for us. He played a little bit in special teams in previous years. But, you know, you got Demir and you've got Ryan Moran, who's kind of the veteran of the group at the linebacker spot. Both of those guys had very productive days. And then in the back end, you're starting to see the growth come there. You've got guys like Alex Odom and Emmanuel Lane, Tayshaun Schulters. They're really starting to show what their true ability is. And as I said earlier, it's a work in progress. But I'm happy with the way our front four is coming along too. You know, Isaiah Rogers and Chris King and Miles Mitchell, those guys are really have a good understanding, or they're developing an understanding of what we're trying to do with the new defensive structure and new defensive calls. And I think we're slowly starting to see their productivity go up.
You've touched on some of the challenges that Maine presents, but as the conference opener, maybe just speak on the importance of that as we begin league play.
Well, yeah, you know, that's something that's not lost on us at all, Rob. I mean, it is the first conference game, so it's important for us that we get off on the right foot, but it's also important that we get one in the win column. You know, we've been had two games so far. We have yet to come away with a win, so, you know, that's first and foremost on everybody's mind. We know we're playing an excellent team, a team that's going to be extremely physical, a team that will be an extremely tough opponent. It's a long trip. And we know we're going to have to be much better than we have been in weeks one and two if we hope to win. And more importantly than that, we have to execute at the critical points in the game, which is kind of where we faltered this past weekend and maybe somewhat in week one.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much as always for the time this morning. Safe travels to Maine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon.